support.4zzz.org.au.
Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Olivia.
And Kate.
With your 9am Zlines. In local news, the Mount Isa copper smelter is set to close by 2030. The Swiss mining giant Glencore has set a 5-year deadline for the smelter's closure. However, if it's unable to receive government funding to support rebuilding the smelter by 2026, the date could be brought forward. Mining analyst Gavin Wendt says that without the smelter, copper production will be pushed offshore. Wendt said that China's government heavily subsidizes its smelters, giving the country the upper hand. He also says, we need copper and we don't want to be buying it from China.
One person has been hospitalised following a large fire at a storage facility in Burpengary on Wednesday night. Emergency services arrived to the Storage King in North Brisbane just after 6pm. It took 26 crews 3.5 hours to get the fire under control. Police have urged members of the public to avoid the area and residents have been asked to stay indoors with their windows closed to avoid the effects of the smoke. It is not yet known what caused the blaze.
In national news, the average Australian home has surpassed $1 million for the first time as the country struggles with a housing affordability crisis. This week, the Australian Bureau of Statistics released figures estimating that the average Australian home was worth $1,002,500 in the March quarter, up 0.7% from the previous quarter. Head of the Australian Housing and Urban Research Institute, Michael Fotheringham, is not surprised to see the 1 million benchmark crossed. He says that globally, we're seeing the term housing crisis being used in many developed countries, but our housing prices have risen sharply, so it's one of the less affordable countries overall.
A wine company in the Barossa Valley has developed a world-first process to create a no and low alcohol wine without impacting the flavour. Previously, the flavour of no and low alcohol wines has been a massive barrier for the industry to overcome, but Treasury Wine Estates say they have cracked the code. Treasury Wine Estates Chief Supply and Sustainability Officer, Karen Petty, said the challenge was to capture the wine's aroma, a key part of developing the flavour. Treasury Wine Estates plan to expand their facilities and unveiled a $15 million state-of-the-art facility in the Barossa Valley earlier this week. University of Adelaide researcher Hannah Ford says the global shift towards no and low alcohol wines is influenced by a growing number of people becoming sober curious and the growth of moderation trends.
In international news, emperor penguin populations in Antarctica have declined by 22% between 2009 and 2024, according to satellite imagery analysis of 16 colonies. This drop is significantly worse than previous estimates and is primarily attributed to climate change melting the sea ice essential for breeding. In recent years, some colonies have lost all their chicks due to the ice giving way underneath them, plunging the chicks into the water before their waterproof feathers have come in. Some computer models have projected that the species will be near extinction by the end of the century if something is not done immediately about planet heating emissions.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 10 degrees with an expected maximum of 17. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Sis.